Ross, do you have to put a lockdown defender on Eddie Betts? Just one guy, one job is to stop him?
Yeah, I think we've done that before. Lee Spurr stands him a fair bit, but he moves around so much. Most defences now roll over, and depending on what parts of the ground they're on, so we'll probably go that way. But we all acknowledge he's, you know, from leaving Carlton to, you know, probably with some issues, and not as focused as he has always been. But he's become an absolute pro and a leader of their football club, and a real measuring stick, isn't he, when he's up and about. He sort of inspires his team. So it's important that as a team we give him the respect he deserves and try and stop him. But we know it's going to be about supply and pressure and teams that have played well. I'm still yet to get to them. We just finished our review today. I have a really good look at them. But the noise around is you're going to, a team on top of that, you're going to have to compete fiercely and put a lot of pressure. And why have we improved? We're putting more pressure on the opposition, and was early in the year they just had a lot of time and space. So I think if we can put some pressure on time and space, it will help everyone, and particularly that the player playing on any bets at any particular time.
So a couple of teams have put the heat on slow and put a big dent in their midfield output. Do you have a heavy focus on Rory, or is your midfield pressure have to be a general thing?
Yeah, again, I sort of saw the headlines because, I mean, you know, by the papers and that, but we get the clippings come through every day and of all articles being written. And because, I mean, Sloan's a first-class player and they were leading the competition. When they got beaten, I think North was really did a job down there and then followed up. So, but again, it's a lot of noise. It's a bit like, you know, there's a team six round of competition and not us that's getting terrorised, but they're 6-3. So, you know, just because it's happened once doesn't mean it always happens, and people have days where they're a little bit off. But he's clearly important to them, and again, I'm going to have a good look at it, but he's an obvious one. We've tagged him before. I think Tommy Sheridan last year probably went to Sloan. So we respect him highly. Clearly, we're more going with one at times, but like on the weekend, was a loose eye on Murphy, but Connor went and got 33 of his own. So we're not just locking down, you know what I mean? So it might be that try and control him and work off at the right time.
Ross, how about Roy Laird? How do you rate him, obviously, as a defender and also a bit of midfield time as well?
Yeah, look, which is fine. Like, he's a great little player. So, I mean, and I don't mean to push back at you specifically, but we're now going to three Adelaide players. I think we acknowledge they've got a lot of good players. And they're a really good team. We're going to have to plan and prepare well, but we want to focus on our own footy. Our whole thing's been about improvement, and every week's and every training session's an opportunity to improve. So even out of the weekend, we learned a lot out of our first quarter, and then we turned it around. You know, after the first quarter, we actually won the remaining three quarters by 55 points. And the only reason we could do that was we improved our own football. We didn't really tune in on Gibbs or Cripps or... So, yeah, Laird smacked us, I think, the last three times. I think he racks them up and he's tough, he's a great decision-maker. But, you know, coaches need good players. And when you're right at the top of the ladder, clearly you're winning a lot of positions and you've got a lot of really good players and you've got a great system. They play a strong system and they're an offensive, the best offensive team off possession going in the AFL. So we're going to have our work cut out for us.
You mentioned that improved pressure after the early start of the year. Is that just purely at the contest around the ball when it's happening, or is that all across the ground the whole way through?
No, I think it's everywhere. Our forward 50 tackles have picked up a little bit. Our desire and our ability to work for one another. And there's a lot of covering done in AFL football. It's just not I'm on you and someone else is on Mark. I mean, if I'm on you and Mark gets out, well, I'll go to Mark and try and help and trust that my teammate gets to you. So I thought our teamsmanship and our covering and our selflessness has really improved. And, you know, but we need to improve plenty.
Have you been able to put a reason or your finger on the reason why the first half, so there's a bit of a slow start, but the second half, you really come home strong?
Yeah, I think on the whole, you're right. I'm not sure, but we started really, our first three quarters against Richmond, I mean, we're really strong. So sometimes it's we don't get all our planning and our prep right, and sometimes we don't teach, and the players maybe have to think a little bit too much. So there's some feedback out of the weekend for the coaches as well, how we prepared them and what focuses we gave them. But clearly, as a coaching panel, again, you know, David Hale, Mark Stone, Anthony Rock, Michael Pryor, we're able to sort of, I think I've got everyone there, Simon Eastall, we're able to discuss and identify the two things or four things that we needed to do, and we adjusted. So it's not always the players, the coaches sit in that, the starting piece as well.
Ross, you could, I think, have as many as seven Indigenous players this weekend. How proud of the club is having that many in a team?
Yeah, it's really, we're thrilled, and I can, my personal, not an agenda, but my personal experiences, I really enjoy coaching all players, but we understand there's the challenges of the past, that footy's been a vehicle to break down prejudices and give opportunity and equality. So it's been a great vehicle for that, Australian rules, and continues to be that, and was really one of the first movers in society, really. So it's fantastic, and it's a great round. But what's really important, we had Uncle Richard Wally come in and present the jumper and the design, but his overriding message is it's an Australian jumper. It's one of the vehicles where really black and white come together, for want of a better term, and where everyone was equal. So it's not just, it's celebrating the game as a vehicle for equality, and it's an Australian jumper. So to hear that, you really start to, you know, he's a respected elder, and then it's a great design representing the six seasons, the four quarters, players, members, fans, support staff, and then the energy of the game. So yeah, it's a wonderful round, but you go back to the pioneers, you know, like, you know, Michael Long, but before them, even in the 70s, it was tough, obviously. So there's a lot of people gone before this. It's been a long build, and it's a wonderful round, and we want to honour it with great effort.
Do you, some of the Indigenous fellas you got here, you got a strong contingency, but do you...
I think we've got the biggest in the AFL on our list.
Do you lean on them this week? Do you give them a bit of an opportunity to speak to the group or address the group?
Well, what we do, we have a lot of activations at the club. So a new design for our jumper. We've got an activation tomorrow for an hour, understanding, I think it is, the Lost Generation and Reconciliation that will come in. So we embrace culturally. As a club, we have a rap plan, it is. But those guys understand, first and foremost, they're professional footballers and got to get it done. And then the day of the game, Adelaide have got some great activations with a smoking ceremony and some handing over of jumpers and ceremonial sticks. So, yeah, we're a part of it. I think that's can measure it with where we all hold the game and the ideal.
Do you have to speak to your players about jumper punching and stomach punching, given what's been said by Simon Lethley this week?
Yeah, I haven't heard exactly. I listened to Gillen, just the, you know, the paraphrasing of Gillen, but I think really simply, I'm really conscious of the fact that what you see at senior level, you're going to see at the grades below. So my personal opinion is some of the stuff could have been taken care of. I think the rules are there, you know, for striking, but clearly the MRP is saying there's some grey, they'd like it tightened up. But there's no doubt we're all on notice. We've all had amnesty. There's no doubt there's been another week of amnesty. But the CEO has been, and I think Simon's put it on the table, has he? What did he say, Simon?
Pretty much saying that the rules are in place. It's time for the MRP to...
Okay, well, there you go, which I would agree with him. I think it's there. And it's been penalised. So more forearms forewarned. So everyone's been... forewarned, you're forearmed, you know. So everyone's been told it's on the agenda. I wouldn't think I'd have to speak about it. You don't need to do it. There's been grey. It's now been eradicated. And let's set a good standard for the community, because, you know, things can get out of hand quickly at lesser levels in particular.
Hayden Ballantyne, Ross, disappointing news. When do you hope that he can get back? It's a bit of a confusing couple of weeks, isn't it, with buys for Waffle and also you as well?
Yeah, but the weeks don't change rehab. The weeks, games, it's really KPIs. He plays because he met his KPI they just get presented me with a bow on them. There they go, they're ready to go. So, I mean, I can't speed them up and I can't slow them down. So that's the first thing. And, you know, it's a hamstring. I think it'll be 3 to 4 weeks, hopefully the earlier. And he's disappointed, but there's still plenty of... It's hard because we've got a lot of long-term injuries and some issues like that. So we would have liked him back, obviously, but we're going to... It is what it is, you know.
He wasn't rushed back, and then you just said then you don't think he was rushed back, or he was keen to get back maybe earlier than what he maybe should have?
No. No, he wasn't. We don't do that, you know.
Ross, do you... Will you mention the last time you were at Adelaide Oval to your players before this game?
Now, how far back do you want to go? We'll go back when Mick Barlow kicked the winner. No, not really. Not really. We've come a long way. Things... A week's a long time in footy. It's never as bad, never as good. But clearly anything's possible. So we're vigilant. We're not breathing out. We want to work hard. And, yeah, no, it's a whole new set of circumstances. You know, life's full of opportunity. There's plenty of losses on the road to success. So we're a group that's growing and we're young and we've got some challenges. And but, you know, it's how you respond to the challenge is what's important. And we know we've responded really strongly over a period of time. Now we need to keep that going as best we can. But we won't be measured just by win-losses. That's not what... We're measured on effort and teamsmanship and those sort of things.
The Crows are there. You mentioned earlier on the team that are 6-3 and copying it a fair bit. I surmise you're talking about West Coast. Do you feel for them, as you know, what they have to go through, like you do, travelling and the pressures that come with travel?
No, I was really just alluding to the hyperbole about different performances on a weekly... If you're on the week-to-week treadmill, someone's just got to look at the bigger picture. That's really what I was talking about.
The Crows are the highest scoring team in the league. Can you afford to get in a shootout with them, or do you try to change the game so it becomes drastically different?
No, we just go and play it on its merits, try and be strong in the contest. Our contest the ball, well, they're number one contest the ball, I think. So where does their offense start? It starts with winning the ball. So we're going to have to win the ball really well and then just play it. We feel our offense is building slowly but surely. Obviously, we have some down quarters, but our good quarters are really quite good. So, but if you just let anyone play on their terms, whether it be Richmond or it be Adelaide or whoever it is, they'll get you. So teams want certain things. You try and take that away and try and keep what you want.
Do you expect a fairly constant lineup from what played against Carlton?
For them, for us, sorry. Well, no, we've acknowledged a bit of change. So Aaron Sanderlands won't play this week. So, and then, I'm not sure, is that out? We released that or not? So, yeah. There you go. There's an exclusive.
Let's revisit that.
There's a headline. Right?
Don't say that. More about that.
Who says I'm not media friendly? Huh? And, and Langdon would just manage him. He's been playing sore. So there'll definitely be two changes, you know. One would think John Griffin could come in and then we'll have a look at the other stuff.
Is that just resting Sandlands because of the load or has he got an injury?
No, he's just tightened up in the hammy. It's just a bit weaker than we would like it. The scan was clear, but it was a bit weaker, so, you know, we need to get him strong again.
How long is the 1 week, do you think,
Ross? Well, I don't know. You know. Hopefully. Well, that's the aim. That's what we're aiming for.
He's been huge for you this season. How do you kind of... I know Griffin will probably come in, but how do you cover someone who's just so dominant?
Yeah, well, we're bringing Griffin and John Griffin and execute your role. That's the way it rolls. So everyone brings something different to the table. John plays with a real passion and he's carried the number one rock spot, you know, years ago for us when Aaron's been out and done really well. So we don't expect any different.
Ed Langdon's that left knee, is it, Ross?
Yeah, he just had that bit of a capsule strain. He's fought on, been playing under some duress, and we really admire what he's done, but it's probably time to look after him.
Is that likely Tucker? But
well, it's a chance, but you know, we were fantastic against Perth, even though they're, you know, Earl Sporting's, you know, he's playing some great young kids there. They're an undermanned team, so you can see the challenges they've got, but you can only play what's put in front of you, and we played really well, so we need to have a strong match committee. There's some strong performances there.
Is that management of Ed hopefully the 1 week as well with giving him a rest?
Yeah.
So look, pulls up?
Yeah, if he was to feel good, we'll see, yeah, but it's clearly affected him and we need to look after him.
Ross, is there anything you can tell us about the Harley Ballage situation? Is he back at the club yet?
Yeah, we released a statement. It's personal issues, and he's in Melbourne recovering and doing what he needs to do there. So I can't really go any deeper than that. We probably need to respect that. Thanks, guys.